The legislature passed a groundwater and surface water bill last year. DNR regulations are now set to go. The law does several things, including setting up additional reviews for some proposed high-capacity wells. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the new law replaces regulations that said the state could only rule on whether the big wells had an adverse impact on a public water supply.
It sets a higher bar, if you will, for requests for high-capacity wells near some of our most pristine water bodies, our trout streams, areas where there are very large springs, and then again, if there's any request for water where they would take more than 95% out of the watershed, which gets at this issue of bottled water requests.
The roughly 300 applicants each year to drill high-capacity wells will have to pay a $500 fee to fund state reviews of the projects. Companies that drill the nearly 17,000 new residential wells in Wisconsin each year will have to pay $50 apiece. Ames says the money will be invested back into groundwater protection.
First off, we're going to be able to have a couple more well inspectors so that we can make sure that we've got good standards and practices for installation of these wells. And then secondly, this legislation also gives us the ability to look at broader management areas where there are concerns about groundwater drawdowns or cones of depression, as they're called.
Ames says those studies will occur in places like Waukesha and Brown counties. Ames contends the $50 fee is small compared to the cost of a new home. Companies and property owners will be able to buy the permits online or where they get hunting and fishing licenses. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.